Good afternoon. My name is Adelie Hong. This is case number 1180209. The appellant is Mark Wary, and the time right now is about 2:16. It is October 23rd, 2018. Neither the appellant nor a representative from the city have appeared in today's hearings room. The time scheduled for this proceeding was to begin at 2 o'clock. So since that time has elapsed, I'm going to go ahead and take a look at the file to see if we can go ahead and proceed with a hearing today. It does look like a notice of hearing was provided to both parties, and specifically for the appellant, Mr. Wary, it was mailed to the address that he provided. I do not see that this notice has been returned as undeliverable. I'm going to check in with the hearings clerk to see if any contact has been received from the appellant.
We have had no contact.
Thank you. I am noting that the hearing notice does state specifically the date, time, and location of today's proceeding, as well as the fact that those arriving late may lose the opportunity to present their case. I do believe our procedures for notice have been followed, and we'll go ahead and proceed with the hearing. At this time, I am admitting exhibits 1 through and including 12 into the record. Exhibit number 2 is a copy of a written statement and indicates why the appellant has disagreed with the city's decision to tow the vehicle. I do have some additional information from the city about the tow of the vehicle, which appears to have occurred on October 4th, 2018. According to the city's documents, the vehicle was towed because the vehicle is parked in violation of a prohibited time. There are additionally some photographs in the record, which unfortunately are quite dark, but I do see some signage as well as a vehicle in a few of these photographs. Because no one has appeared for the hearing, I will reserve my decision until I issue a written order. Therefore, I will let the parties know about my decision when I place my decision in the mail, which should be in a few weeks. If either party disagrees with my decision, the appeal of my decision is through a writ of review to Multnomah County Circuit Court. The hearing is now concluded.